Well, let's give Jesus a big clap of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for sweet voices. So we'll continue with our teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. Does anybody have a question from the last teaching? Nobody. Praise the Lord. Please, everybody, turn off your handsets. The most you can do is put them in the vibrate mode or turn them off completely. Sometimes even the vibrate mode can feed back into the microphone if it is vibrating. You can hear it from the amplifier. If anybody's handset makes a sound while I'm teaching, I will confiscate it permanently. All I need to do is remove your SIM card and put my own in. You know, I have told them now, so it's an agreement.
No.
And I have said, I have already said, so you know. So I'm not robbing you, we are just standing by the agreement. Yes, but when God gives you a covenant, he doesn't get a feedback from you. I am God's son. A son of God is a God. See, the Jews understood it. They told Jesus, you called yourself the son of God, thereby making yourself equal with God. So if God says, ye are gods, I say that ye are gods. Ye are children of the Most High. So am I not right? Give Jesus a clap of praise. Hallelujah.
You said
the Jews understood. No, now we understand more than the Jews. Don't we? Yes, we understand more than the Jews of that time. Because what they are rejecting, even up to today, we have accepted. God gave us that grace. The Apostle Paul explained. He said it's like an olive cultivated and an olive in the wild. He said God pruned off, to paraphrase, the Jews, and he grafted us in with the Gentiles. Are you following me? He said, so now we are benefiting from the original, the good one. Receiving from the good one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, but the time will come when God will graft them back into. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for grace to be children of God. So continue to pray for the Jews. Pray for Israel. I know that God has his time. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't pray. Your prayer will still be a blessing to you because you're praying. Abby?
Yes.
Glory to God. Our text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians 12, 1 through 11.
Gifts. Brothers, do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you are pagan, somehow or other you are influenced and led astray to mount idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus, because. And no one can say Jesus the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same Lord works all of them in all men. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit of message of wisdom,
to another the message of knowledge by wisdom of another of knowledge by means of the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit, to another gift of leading by that one spirit, no other gift of healing to that one spirit, no other miraculous power to another prophecy, to another discussion between spirit, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another interpretation of tongue. All these are the work of one and the same spirit who gives them to each one just as he discerns.
Hallelujah. So, last week we looked at the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. How God will drop wisdom into your mind or your heart. And when you receive it, do it the way that God has said. Because if you don't do it, the alternative is foolishness. I hope you follow me now. The thing that you do differently from the wisdom that God gave to you will be foolishness. Some years ago, I saw a revelation. It was very scary. It had to do with a family that's related to us. And so scared was I prayed, and I had to travel to Ibadan because of it, to tell the lady that was principally concerned. It was her and her children, and I had to share it with her. Sometimes you don't have to, sometimes you should. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit will let you know if you are sensitive enough. So I went to Ibadan. I got to Ibadan at night. The next morning I told my brother that I wanted to see this lady. It was something I wanted to discuss with her. And my brother said, oh, she is next door. The house next door also belongs to an aunt. And the lady had come there. So I just went next door. I greeted both of them. They were seeing me for the first time because I came in the night. I greeted both of them. They were sitting in the dining room. And as I walked in, because it was something that's not easy to tell someone, but I had to. As I was walking in, incline your ear, incline your heart. As I was walking in, I remembered again, and it was, Lord, how do I handle it? How do I handle it? And the Lord spoke to me. Do not tell her yourself. Tell the other lady. She is a coward. She may pass out. Not all, she may faint. I was walking towards them when he was telling me. So when I got there, I greeted both of them. Then I told the other lady, who was also older, that all of them very old. You follow me now? I thought both of them have died a few years ago. I told the other lady, I said, Mama, I want to talk with you. Then she got up and came with me. And she was a woman of God too. Okay. She got up and came with me. So we went into the living room, we sat down, and then I shared with her. You know what she said? She said, She said, Ojoni, moti soru e burito dako. She said, thank you for not telling her yourself. She said, she is a coward. She said, I have told her something like that in the past, and she fainted. Give Jesus a clap of it. It's not good. Are you clapping for Jesus? Hallelujah. Can you see? My goodness. God is awesome. You know the interesting thing? The lady that I told, now told me, I think the second day or later that day, and then said, she said, as soon as I left, the lady said, what did he tell you? She suspected that I told her something about her, and she wanted to know. Isn't that something? So she told her, and then eventually both of us, we sat down and we talked. Praise the Lord. You do God's work with God's wisdom. When God sends you out, He gives you everything that you need. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power. Power. To do what He's asking you to do. You remember the story of Nathan and David. David had committed adultery with Uriah's wife. And when you go to the king, you don't just go anyhow to talk. It will take a prophet to talk to a king in some way. You follow me now? And even the prophet has to be careful, because kings killed some prophets, you know? I mean, if he wants to kill you. So Nathan went to David. He didn't say it directly. He told him the parable of this poor widow with this little lamb, her very close friend. Eh? And how somebody very rich took that only one and slaughtered it. And the judgment came from David's mouth. Penuare Shire. David said, that person must die. So you are the one. That was the point of revelation. And now you are the one. Oh, I have sinned against the Lord. Isn't that good? He said, the Lord also has forgiven you. If a man says, I have sinned. Do you follow me now? He says, the Lord also has forgiven you. He said, but because of what you have done, because the name of the Lord is blackmailed among the Gentiles by your action, the sword shall not depart from your house. May God have mercy on us.
Amen.
You did it in secret. God will do it to you under the sun. You think that you have a secret? I tell people, when I minister, I say, secrets can be terrible unless God is hiding something with you. If they are your own actions that people must not know, resolve it before you do it. Cuckoo, don't do it. Are you following me now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Don't do things that people must not hear of. Don't. You know, people ask, well, if God has forgiven him, then why the cross? See, the Lord has forgiven you means that you will not go to hell. But if you have created a monster on earth, the monster may pursue you. Are you with me? Forgiveness only means that you will not go to hell. If you have played around as a man, you have had 1, 2, 3, 4 children by 4 women, apart from your wife. God may forgive you, but the children will not die. They will be there to invade your future and the future of the ones who are at home. God won't kill them because He has forgiven you. The monster will be there. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Several times they wanted to kill Jesus, He would escape. They want to kill Him, He will escape. Who is it? I tell people, if they had taken Jesus, laid His head on the stone and cut His head off, His blood would still be shed for us. His blood would still have been shed for us. But Jesus did not want to do a half job. He wanted to do a holistic job of deliverance, which will not be accomplished unless He died on the cross. Why the cross? He did not just want to deliver us from the power of darkness. He wanted to deliver also from the power of the curse. So So that if you have been accursed by things you had done in the past, when you accept Jesus and it is properly executed, you can also now be redeemed from the curse, because Jesus has paid for it. You don't have to go through the process that David went through. So Jesus said, if the Son shall do what? Set you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall be completely free. The curse will no longer have power over you. That is holistic deliverance. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a clap offering. Third one. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now with those two, let us now go on to what we have for today. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. That's our number two. The word of knowledge is a confirmation that God knows all things. Hallelujah. The word of knowledge is a confirmation that God knows all things. There is nothing that he does not know. And he can give it to you. And the word of knowledge, and be sure to use it for the glory of God. Because you can use knowledge on two sides. Good or bad.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Proverbs chapter 2, which we read last week, verse 2 and verse 6. Somebody may read. Let's read it again. I will see what it says about knowledge again. Proverbs 2, 2 and 6.
My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ears to wisdom and apply your ear to understanding.
Yes.
And if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
Thank you. God gives wisdom, and from his mouth come what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and understanding. So he speaks knowledge. Abi? From his mouth. He speaks to impart knowledge to you. Every teacher does that in the classroom. Abi? The teacher is speaking to impart knowledge unto the students. What is knowledge? Knowledge is knowing things. Abi? Okay. So, you can incline your ears to receive knowledge, or your heart to receive knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, we want to look at some manifestations of the word of knowledge from the Old Testament, and then we'll come to us, the New Testament, and contemporary times today. So let's take one example under the Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 6. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 12. It is the story of the king of Syria, who was at war with the king of Israel. And the king of Israel would usually know what the king of Syria wanted to do. And the king assembled his lords and said, somebody among us is a traitor. Somebody here goes to tell them what we plan. Praise the Lord. So what happened? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. Hallelujah. What you say in the secrecy of your bedroom, The prophet in Samaria tells the king of Israel, you see that the child of God is not a god. Who else can know what is going on in your bedroom? Praise the Lord. So God gives the prophet knowledge of what is going on elsewhere. He knows. Hallelujah. There are many of them, but let's take that one because of time, just to illustrate. And now, in the book of John chapter 1, from verse 42 to 48, let me just share with you. Comes Nathanael, brought to Jesus. Oh, here is Nathanael. Jesus said, yeah, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. How did you know me? Jesus said, oh, just because of this thing that I said about you, you are so surprised. Before you started to come here, while you were sitting under the fig tree, I saw you there. Now, it's like telling somebody, when you were sitting under that tree at Sango, I was looking at you from here. Do you follow me now? Nathanael said, what? You are the savior of Israel. For real, for real. Nobody talks like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Word of knowledge. God surprises people when he gives word of knowledge. That's another example that we want to take from Jesus. And there will be others, but don't let us bother. Okay. The Gospel of John chapter 4. You can read the whole thing. It's beautiful. The story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman by the well of Jacob. Jesus said, give me water to drink. The woman said, are you a Jew? Asking me, a Samaritan, to give you water to drink. Jews don't talk to Samaritans. What kind of Jew are you? You must be different. That's the meaning. Have you? You must be a different Jew. You don't discriminate. I wish that every Nigerian would be like that. You remember the revelation about white pigs coming in, the little imps with turban coming in and turning to wild pigs and trampling upon precious things. I was listening to BBC this morning, the recent killings in Jos area. One man was describing what happened. Everybody was shouting, women and children. Said, finally, when things came around, and he went there. He said, you could see these people destroyed anything. Women. He said, babies. Babies. See, like I said to people, when I shared this revelation, when God describes any people as wild beasts, it's not the first time he has used that description to me, to describe at least somebody. When God uses a word to describe someone, it is accurate. And you remember I said, they will trample on precious things. They don't know the difference. The spirit in them does not. The man said, babies torn apart, burnt with fire. Babies. They cannot even pass over and say this one is a baby.
You know, they said this morning, not BBC, German, they said they are...
Dutch Miller.
They said they are revenging.
The people said that they were revenging. No, but the man who spoke on BBC said, look, if they said they were revenging, what is it for? Because these people had never been attacked by anyone. He said it on BBC. He said, look, these people have never been attacked by anyone. So what is the revenge about?
And this morning, even in Nigeria,
yes,
this morning, Chang was saying that he had the news and he gave the army the
information.
Information.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Army did not react.
Yes.
And they allowed the thing to
yes.
happen.
Yes.
Now it's now a challenge. The army is saying Chang does not understand sense. Blah 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 blah. They are saying everything.
Yeah.
Only yesterday, four loads of
yes
of
jihadists
were coming from
Maiduguri.
Thank God for information. I got the text. When we spread the information, I want to give the news that God has made it. They were arrested.
They said they were arrested.
Jesus.
People that are confessing this morning, the confession galore now in Abuja is that people are saying they pay us to go and do it.
Yes, you have to pay them.
Who are the ones that pay you? They are not confessed. Some of them said we just volunteer to go and do it because they are preaching jihad for them.
Yeah, you see, both information could be correct. When you pay, you just don't pay the jama'ah. You pay the one who organizes them. And in the kingdom of darkness, the Lord is a Lord. The man can take the money and tell the others, "Na jihad, make we go." Are you following me now? That is all. Praise the Lord. And so, Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "If you know the one that's asking you for water, you will happily give me, and I would have given you the water that will continue to flow eternal." Ah, I like that too. Who likes to go and fetch water from a well all the time? But you don't have a bucket now. Where will you get that water from? Praise the Lord. Go and call your husband. I don't have a husband. You are right. The woman says, "I don't have a husband." The stranger says, "You are telling the truth. Because you have lived with..." How many husbands? And the one that you are now living with is not your husband. Okay? You know that?
Five.
And she was living with the sixth, which is not the husband. Abi? Yes. She had lived with five. Abi? Praise the Lord. So if you are just living with a man, get out. That is not a husband. Praise the Lord. A lady came here some years ago, wanted Papa to pray for her to get pregnant. I was sitting in my own office. I didn't know what they were discussing. Papa called me, "Man, sir," say, "come." I entered. "We want to pray for this lady." I said, "What about?" "She wants to get pregnant." "Okay." "She's living with her fiancé. They want to get pregnant." "Ah, excuse me. We don't do that here." Papa had been telling her she had been pleading. So Papa called me. I said, "Ah, that one, we don't know how to do it. Go and get married." She said, "It is my uncle who said that I should get pregnant first because of my age. Because once I get married, people will be expecting me to get pregnant." I says, "So you are just letting the man do everything that he wants to do? What wisdom is in that?" So if the man says that he has been sleeping with you for 3 years, you are not pregnant, say, "Lay you in the bima," he looks for another one, he kicks you out. You think you are wise? Where is the wisdom in that? Praise the Lord. We said, listen, here we don't go by what your uncle has said. We go by the word of God. Go and get married. Period. Hallelujah. Go and get married. So the woman realized, anybody who can know all of this about me cannot be an ordinary human being. You must be the Messiah. They said he will come. Jesus said, "You're right. I am the one." There, she ran to her village. "Come and see this man who has told me everything about me." The villager said, "What?" The Bible said all of them followed her. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They followed her. God was glorified. Hallelujah. Don't use word of knowledge to get money from people's accounts. I say that the Lord has had somebody pay $500,000 to your account. Which is true. The Lord says you must give a tithe, $50,000. you will quickly go and withdraw and bring it. And tell us something what is always account to me. Today they pull Tony. Today the Lord making fall the tight. You follow my point. Now let me tell you something. There is the divine side of revelation. There is the dark side of revelation. You can have divine revelation. You can have the word of knowledge that we're talking about, which is by the Spirit of God. But you can have knowledge by a familiar spirit. Are you following me?
Yes.
That is what most people do going about. Familiar spirits. The word familiar, you know. Familiar is having known you. I mean, see, spirits see us, we don't see them. They observe us, we don't see them. They hear us, we don't hear them, unless you have become sensitive, and even in that case, you are not hearing everything around you all the time. So, what is called a familiar spirit is the one that whispers to the babalawo. Then the babalawo says, "Your son got married yesterday." "Yeah, how can you know?" "Yeah, familiar spirit. The spirit was watching and has whispered to the babalawo." Do you follow me now? Those familiar spirits, they know past events because they are familiar with activities. But when they tell you into the future, they have a problem. Do you follow me now? Right, they have a problem. They are very inaccurate with future events. More accurate with past events because it's there already. Even some human beings knew it. Are you following me now? Or if you have told somebody, "I want to go to America next year." You spoke, it is in the air. The things you utter, they keep going. Are you following me now? You following me? They keep going. So spirits can whisper to somebody, "He wants to go to America." Even if you will never go. I see that you will go to America next year. You may never go. No kidding. You may never go. You will continue to remember that somebody said so. But you are grounded in Nigeria. But if God says you will go, you will go. Hallelujah. So be careful about familiar spirits. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the word of knowledge coming from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, the word of knowledge can elevate your faith. The word of knowledge can elevate your faith. Suddenly let your faith go up. You go to a man of God, or maybe you go to a service or a crusade or whatever, and the minister says, "There was a man here. Somebody came to your house this morning and had a quarrel with you." Before he goes too far, you know that you are the one. "And the man is like this and like this and like this." God says, "Beware. You are going to be careful." I mean, yes, you will be careful. But then he says, "Listen, there is somebody here. You are having serious chest pain and you have seen 3 doctors. And they have not been able to help you. The last one was yesterday when they saw a doctor. And you know that you are the one." And he says, "The hand of the Lord is upon you now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name." Will your faith not take it? Out of this whole crowd, God can single me out.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I am healed.
Hallelujah.
I am healed. Hallelujah. Can you get your faith? That's just an example. There are other areas. A long time ago, we were at Zion. The prime minister, we were doing outreaches. We had one at Kuala Hotel. I was ministering. The word of knowledge came. I spoke. Somebody having an air problem. I don't remember which air. The person was there, came out. Since then, he got it. I saw him a few years after that. I said, how's your air? Ah, he said, since that day, no more problems. Are you following me? Now, God now revealed somebody to me in a vision. I saw the man lying down. I saw somebody rubbing his back. Rubbing his back. So I announced. I said, there's somebody, you have serious back pain. Lower back pain. I said, God showed it to me. I can see somebody just rubbing the back for you. Nobody came out. I said it again. Nobody came out. Then I left that alone. I went to another one. God gave another one. Somebody came out. I finished. When I was ready to close, then I remembered. I was announcing this situation. Nobody came out. I wanted to remember what it was. I couldn't remember what it was. Are you following me now? I couldn't remember. I kept saying, what was the thing that I said? And nobody came out. And then I saw a man coming. Then the man came out. I said, are you the one? So what was that thing? Then someone was back, oh, backache. Then I prayed. I said, go. And apparently the man was from our church. The next Sunday, I went to church. And after church, the man's wife came to me. And the woman said, Dr. Keller. I said, yes, ma'am. I don't know what is wrong with my husband. The moment you described that person, I knew that it was my husband. I am the one who rubs it for him. All this. And you kept saying it, and he was sitting there. She said, I had to go like this and go to him and say, Chow, quick worry. Don't you know that it's you? He said, she said, that was when he now got up and came out. And Philip, I doubt if the backache ever left him. I don't know. I don't know. But let me tell you, if God comes down and speaks, if somebody will not respond, he will not respond. Forget it. But you're the minister. Do your job. That's all. You are justified for doing your job. The response is from somebody else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time when we were still at the GRA church before we started to split. I finished teaching and we were praying to close. And usually God then touches some people before we close. And there came the word of knowledge. There was a young lady in the auditorium, sitting towards my left and towards the front, and you have serious spiritual problems and you need help. No hand went up. I said it about 3 times. No hand went up. And the Spirit said to me, there were 2 people there who knew her, and I didn't say it. I just proceeded. Then as I wanted to close, somebody else prophesied. The person that should respond to that word of knowledge must respond to it, because it is dangerous for her. My hand went up and I closed. After closing, this man and his wife, they have left Lani, they are now in COVID. This man and his wife came to me. They said, excuse me. I said, yes. They said, it's our daughter. They said, it's our daughter. I said, your daughter? He said, yes. I said, where is she? She was sitting right there. I said, why didn't she raise up her hand? They said, they rule Bali. They said, she must have been afraid. She was a high school girl. And interestingly, she was supposed to be in one school. In a boarding house in one high school, that area. And they got information about her. So they told her to take permission from school and come down home to see me. And I didn't know. So she came purposely to see me. And she would have, if the word of knowledge had not come, they would have brought her to me after the meeting. Praise the Lord. See, the Lord is so beautiful. As another young lady, she was attending city chapter when we were at Quarant Hotel. I didn't know her. Again, we were closing, and as we were praying, the Lord gave me the word of knowledge. There is somebody here, and you are debating in your heart. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I do it? Should I not do it? I said, the Spirit of God says, go and do it. It is not a sin. That's all. I didn't ask who it was. I just gave the word of knowledge. At the end of the meeting, a lady came to me and said, excuse me, sir, I'm the one that you were talking about. I said, really? She said, yes. I said, what is it? She said, I do this, you know, this fabric that they do, and they put designs. It's not embroidery. They do these designs by hand. They draw all sorts of, usually black with, I don't know what, like it's batik. Black, then they put designs. Okay. She was doing beautiful ones. She said, my friend told me to make cards and advertise. And I said, it is not good for a Christian to advertise business. Do you see the Holy Spirit? Should I do it? Should I not do it? And he said, do it. It is not a sin. And I didn't know what it was. Then I told her, oh, it is not wrong for you as a Christian to advertise your business. I said, advertise your business. And we looked at, she brought samples. She said, when they were arguing, then her friend told her to come to Quara Hotel. After the Bible study, she should ask me and seek my opinion whether she should advertise or not advertise. That was why she came on that day. But God was ahead of all of us. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a good clap of it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I have to say this because I am just anybody like any of us. It's nothing special about me. We are all children of God. I told you at the beginning, the reason that we are picking this thing is because you have to be interested. I was interested. I was seeking the gifts. Believe me, it came a time I told myself, don't get sick. Are you following me? We pursue material things with our lives. When it comes to spiritual things, we think that we should just sit there. God must come and pour them on us. But those who seek the Lord diligently shall find him. Not those who just sit waiting. Those who seek him diligently. So God has to prime you. If I can tell you these things that God will do by me, and you know that we are not different, I hope you follow me. Then you have to develop your spiritual ambition too. Many of us don't have a spiritual ambition. We don't. A long time ago, before the church moved to our site here, we were worshiping in our house, having vigils in our house. One Friday night at the vigil, I asked everybody, tell me your temporal plan. What do you want to be? Even the children had some ideas. Even if it will not come, I want to be a doctor, you may end up being an engineer in the future. Do you follow me? But as they had ideas, I want to be a nurse. I want to, everybody had something to say, children and adults. Then I said, now everybody tell me your spiritual ambition. Silence. And if I ask God, say, some of us don't have, we just want to go to church until we die, so we go to heaven. It's the ultimate ambition. But here, Jesus raised us to do something here. I hope you follow me now. Praise the Lord. And we ought to want to do it. We ought to want to achieve it. That's the essence of these things. Otherwise, there's no point. I said the Apostle Paul said we should covet the very best of the gifts. Hallelujah. And I said covet is a powerful word. And I used Ahab as the example. Coveted the vineyard of Naboth. You remember, he got sick over it. Praise the Lord. Let's see, we can take one more example maybe. Okay, let me give you one example. Again, my ministry. Some years ago, I was invited to minister in Port Harcourt at the Redeemed Christian Church. Sister Mary was with me, my wife was with me. And I was ministering one day, the word of knowledge started to come. People were responding. Then I gave a word of knowledge. Somebody has an injury to the right knee. The Lord has healed you. Then I started to take testimonies focus. You see, when you minister, don't be afraid. Nobody will raise up his hand. If they don't raise up their hand, go home. Nobody will arrest you. Do you follow me now? Have the courage to take testimonies, because the testimonies will encourage you to do in the future, because you know that something is going on. Hallelujah. I called for testimonies. They were giving testimonies. Then the area pastor raised up his hand. Then I said, well, I will call you last. So after people had given their testimonies, then I said, sir, you may give your testimony. He didn't talk. He just came out and he did like this. And everybody clapped. What?
Thank you.
Then I stood waiting. Then he said, well, you can see their reaction. I said, yes. He said, all of them were aware that while he was playing one game, he had an injury to his right knee, and he had been limping on that leg. He said they will be surprised enough to see him just flipping it like that and without pain. Give Jesus a good clap of hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do you want to have the gift?
Yes.
Will you seek the gift?
Yes.
They're there for you. The Holy Spirit came with all of this blessing for us, and we should reach for them. Papa took me as I was talking about somebody, and it goes into adultery and so on and so forth. And we were saying, some people say, it is God who gives somebody the grace to hold himself. I said, go ahead. God's grace is all over. It is those who want to reach for it who reach for it. Jesus did not die for Christians. Did the Bible say that he died for Christians? Whom did he die for? The whole world. How many people in the world have accepted him? Very few. But the grace for salvation is there. It's there. The gifts are there for you. Begin to covet them. Learning to listen to God. Wait, you want to be hearing from God? I said it last time. Learn to listen to him. Learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Even when you're reading your Bible, don't forget about what people used to say, what your pastor used to say. You want to hear the Holy Spirit. If what the Holy Spirit says is the same thing your pastor used to say, then you can add them up. And if it is different, check it out. Your pastor must be wrong. The Holy Spirit must be right. Are you following me now? Even when you're reading your Bible, you want to hear the Holy Spirit. I want to hear the Holy Spirit. I want him to teach me. He had told me in the past. I don't know where I was saying it. Was it yesterday or the day before? Long ago, the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, let me teach you and you will excel. Are you following me? And I'm sure the same message is true for everybody. If you let him teach you, you will excel. He said, I will teach you and you will excel. And let me share this with you and then take your questions. Because I was very busy in those days. A university lecturer. I go about ministry. This morning I was telling the children. We're talking about reading the Bible regularly. After school, I go about ministry to people, deliverance, everything. Sister Mary, we were all in the same prayer group then. Regularly coming home at night, I have told my wife, when you are ready to sleep, you leave my food on the table, you people go to sleep. I come in, my food is on the table. Believe you me, sometimes I get home, I'm so tired, I can't eat. You know it is possible. You look at the food and you prefer to go and sleep. Hallelujah. And I will have to wake up early. I will pray in the middle of the night. Then I have to wake up early because I want to read 4 chapters before I leave the house. And then we will have family altar. I have used the same reading plan for many years. It takes you from Genesis through Revelation during the year. You're reading 4 chapters. Takes you through the Proverbs twice, the Psalms twice, the others 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And I have fallen in love with reading my Bible. And the children know, Esther and others, I would rather read my 4 chapters in the morning and miss my breakfast. I do that regularly. By the time that I finish, I may no longer have time for my breakfast. then it happens regularly, most days of the week. But I want to, because if I don't do my reading, there is an emptiness. It's a hunger. A belonging. Do you follow me now? It's a hunger. So I want to fill that one and miss the ordinary food. Praise the Lord. And so, because I didn't have enough time to really study my Bible, I decided I would register in a Bible school. That will compel me. I was trying to get more than 24 hours in one day. Do you follow me now? So I registered at the Rema Bible School. They were just starting over the first set. After I got in, the Holy Spirit told me I will have to get out. I didn't believe it. How can he tell me to get out of Bible school? Now, if you're going to Bible school, I'm not telling you to get out of. I said he told me. I hope you follow me now.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say, he said go and tell people to get out of Bible school. It's a different thing entirely. It's a different thing entirely. Don't use me as an example and you get out. You may be making a bad mistake. So I stayed on pondering. And then one day, I saw revelation. The man who was principal of the Bible school then, one Mr. Labi, I haven't seen him in a long time. I saw him in a revelation with the students, members of our class, who were at the balcony of a story building. And the man announced to us, he said, everybody find your way downstairs. And everybody went in different directions. When I got downstairs, I was alone. I looked around, I was alone. And then Mr. Labi came. I said, Dr. Keller, congratulations. Shook hands with me, and I woke up. And I didn't know what it was. But then, the exams came. He gave us his exam. Read, now he had said with this, tell you some things basic. When you are taking an exam, read the instructions carefully before you start to answer the questions. That all of you know that now.
Yes.
Okay, bam bam bam. He wrote, read through these questions, sign your name and submit your paper. I read it again. I signed my name. I didn't answer anything. I submitted my paper. All of the others answered the questions. I was the only one who passed in the class. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. So the Lord spoke to me. Let me teach you and you will excel. And if I didn't believe, he showed me. He showed me. I'll teach you wisdom. God is faithful. And he's not faithful to me alone. He's faithful to everybody. God is God. He has no respect for persons. He respects his word. He even respects his word above his own name.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't stand by his word, he has no name. Anybody who cannot stand by his word has no name. So he respects his word above his name, because that is what he uses to uphold his name. Then you know that God is God. Let us seek his gifts. Let us seek the fruit. God bless you.
Amen. You too, sir.
So, let's go into our discussions for a few minutes. Questions, comments. Questions, comments. Anybody?
Somebody from the back.
Question.
Yes, sir.
From our text where we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yes.
That's where I have a question in verse 7.
Okay.
For the manifestation of the Spirit
yes.
is given to every man to profit with them.
Yes.
Profit with them. How do we profit personally? Is he talking about?
Well, read another translation.
Is he commercializing it?
Okay. Well, I said last week you don't commercialize on the gifts.
Yeah.
I said last week if you have a talent, you can use a talent for monetary profit. Carpentry is a talent. A good mechanic has a talent. Are you following me? And so on and so forth. But if it is a gift of the Spirit, it is not for money making. I said that last week. But somebody read that verse 7 from NIV or some other translation.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given every man to profit with all.
With all. A-L-L.
Yes.
Okay. Any other one that's a little different? Help each other. That is what I want you to hear. It is given to you for the benefit of all. It is not for your bedroom. It is not for your bedroom. It is for the benefit of the whole body. It's not for your bedroom. Praise the Lord. Any other question? You can use it in your bedroom. I mean, you don't muzzle the ox that treads the corn. If he gives you the gift, you can apply it to yourself. But it is for the benefit of all. You are included in all. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
How then do you recognize the gift in you?
There are different ways of recognizing the gift. I think I mentioned something like that before. It depends on the gift you are asking for. For example, when we come to the gift of healings, I will tell you, if you don't like to lay hands on people and pray for their healing, you will never find out that you have the gift. You will never. Praise the Lord. If it is hearing God, I have told you, when God speaks to you, don't heed it. You will discover that you were wrong. Are you following me now? Then you will, so it was God. Are you following me now? When you hear a voice, if you want, don't obey it. If you don't obey it, you will learn that the voice was actually the voice of God. You may not know the voice of God initially. You remember Samuel. When God called, Samuel! Samuel! The Bible said, he did not yet know the voice of the Lord. Are you following me? So, you learn to recognize the voice of the Lord. Because when the thing speaks to you, you will see it eventually come to pass. Hallelujah. Eli had already known the voice of the Lord. So he taught him, even though himself couldn't hear anymore. Praise the Lord. Okay. The last one, anybody? Nobody. Let's begin to pray. Everybody, just pray. Bless the name of the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Thank God for these things. Those are the most precious things that there ever can be. These are the most precious things that there ever can be. Interestingly, the past few days I have talked more and more about people just pursuing material things. I went to Central Bank yesterday. I met a man who just came there too. We had never met, but somehow we started to talk and we got into music. People pursue material things with the totality of their energy, their life. The spiritual things we don't care about, and all of these temporal things we cannot take out of this world. The things that you can take out of this world are the spiritual things, and we don't particularly care about them. Talk to God from your own heart as pertaining to yourself. What you want, what you will do to achieve it, and ask God to grant it to you. Father, we thank the Lord for what we have shared today. Thank you for your children craving your gifts, and we know that you will not deny us any good thing. Father, as many as desire your gifts, we receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We have other things to do today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit ever present, so faithful, so sure. Thank you, Father. Jesus, we bless your holy name. Father, accept our thanks.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Another clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. And the people said...